You're listening to the Broadway Podcast Network.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
With the Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
From Shakespeare to Schwartz, from Fosse to Alvin Ailey, from Sondheim to Bareilles, from McNally to Fay, it happened to the greats, it still happens every day.
When lightning strikes,
it's the moment you know.
When lightning strikes,
where you're meant to go. You can stand and shout Eureka, do whatever you like. You'll never forget the moment when lightning strikes.
Hi, this is Gerald Brunner, and you're listening to When Lightning Strikes, where we talk about the tingly mic drop moments that led you to becoming an artist. Warren Carlyle is a Tony winning and Emmy nominated director and choreographer. Most recently, he directed and choreographed the musical Harmony, now playing on Broadway. Just a few of his other credits include After Midnight, Chaplin, Hugh Jackman Back on Broadway, Finian's Rainbow, A Tale of Two Cities, Kiss Me, Kate, The Music Man, Hello, Dolly, She Loves Me, On the 20th Century, The Mystery of Edwin Drood, A Christmas Story, Stephen Sondheim's Follies, and more. Oh my goodness. And that's just a few. Welcome, Warren.
Hi.
Hi.
Hi. Hi.
How are you doing?
I'm great. I'm so happy
I'm
to
so
be here.
I'm so honored to have you on your 16th Broadway show.
Crazy, right? Crazy. My sweet 16.
Can you talk about when Harmony came into your life? I know it was decades in the making.
I mean, it's amazing. I mean, I have to say it's a really good, really long story. You know, Bruce Sussman and Barry Manilow and I met 30 years ago. 30 years ago, I was a dancer in my former life in the West End of London, and I was in the original cast of Copacabana. So I met Bruce and Barry. I met these two wonderful guys, very talented guys, and we struck up a friendship. And 30 years later, I get to direct their beautiful show, Harmony, on Broadway. It's really, really amazing. And, you know, the show came to me about 4 years ago. Bruce and Barry sent me the script and the music, and I read it. And, you know, by the end of it, I was in tears. I was in a puddle by the end of it. It's so special. And I begged them. I begged them to hire me. And by some miracle, both Bruce and Barry said yes. So
it's
here we are.
It's such a beautiful story. For people who might not know it, it's about these this very, very successful singing group in Germany, right, in the 1930s, between the two wars, right? They're called the Comedian Harmonists, and they have this beautiful six-part harmony. And they went from being street performers to selling millions of records, making 13 films, working with Josephine Baker, Marlene Dietrich, and then at the pinnacle of their success, Hitler comes to power. Some of the members are Jewish, and I'll let you tell more about the story.
Yeah, I mean, it's so interesting. It's so interesting to tell this story on Broadway. It's you know, a real, true story. When I'm selecting what I watch on Netflix or HBO, it's like the true crime or the true whatever it is, it's the word true. And that's what struck me about Harmony, is three Jews and three Gentiles come together in Berlin in 1927. They form a close harmony singing group very easily, you know, with very little conflicts within the group. And they make the most beautiful music in one of the most chaotic times in history. And I find it very moving. And to be telling this story today, also, you know, it's very, very powerful.
So what went through your mind? We're here, Bruce Sussman and Barry Manilow, you know, decades in the making, come to you 4 years ago and ask you, you know, to be, you know, the conduit to bring it to Broadway. You know, this beautiful, lush production that has, in addition to so much heart, has a lot of humor as well. And of course,
yeah, I mean,
magnificent dancing, and the singing is off the charts. Yeah. So what was that like for you?
You know, it was really amazing. And I said to myself a lot, don't mess this up. Like, really, Warren, don't mess this up. It's so important. It's so important a story. It's so fun a story too. You know, they're called the comedian harmonists. So it has to be funny. It has to be bright. These kids had no idea what was coming. And I think that's what's beautiful about it. It's like no one in the play, in the musical, knows how it ends. They just don't know. No one in the world could anticipate how terrible it was going to be. And that's what's so heartbreaking watching it is we all know how it ended. They had no idea what was coming. So it's like as much life and as much fun and as much vibrancy as I can summon in Act One. And then Act Two, of course, starts to take a slightly darker turn and history overtakes the story.
And what is it like for you to be both the director and choreographer? I know you've done both before so beautifully. What is that like to be that torchbearer of both?
I love it. It's less dinners. It's less conversations. It's just less dinner. That's how I feel about it. I love doing both. I'm always happy. I'm always happy to be a co-pilot and always happy to sit by someone's side, especially a director I love or respect or quite frankly can learn from. But harmony was really great because it's one vision. There is one concept. There's one vision at work. There's one mind at work on that stage. And in this particular case, I think that's what makes it strong.
Yes, yes. And what do you hope people come away from the show with?
Oh, goodness. You know, now since October 7th, I hope they come away thinking this can never happen again. I really do. There's a beautiful thing, you know, so much of the set, so much of the design is this beautiful black mirror, you know, and it's like I'm holding a mirror up to the audience, literally holding a mirror to the audience saying, this can never happen again. Like pay attention. And me as a non-Jewish person, I'm bearing witness. I'm holding my hand up saying, look at this, pay attention. This happened once, it cannot happen again. And yet somehow it's happening on our streets right now. So that's, you know, I it's a very thoughtful piece. I hope it's uplifting. I hope it's hopeful. The music is beautiful. Bruce Sussman's book is, I think, astonishing. It's very smart, but it's very emotional. And who does a musical when the last 7 minutes is a monologue? I mean, that's crazy. But for some reason, in my mind, certainly, it works beautifully. It works beautifully. I hope the audience is Google the comedian harmonists. I hope they think about history a little bit. I hope they think about what's happening today a little bit. But it's a very thoughtful piece.
And it's such a commitment working on a show that's Broadway bound. And I think about the legacy of this show and how it was at the Theater Volksbühne and then moved recently and then had its Broadway opening. What keeps you going? What keeps you intrepid? Because it's quite the marathon, right? Not the
sprint. It's such an interesting question. I famously walk my dog every morning. No matter what, between 6:30 and 7:30 a.m., I walk into Central Park. And quite often, and a lot lately, the last week certainly, I just have said to myself, keep going. Keep going. Just keep going. And it's, you know, this business is really, it's tricky and it's really hard and it is a marathon, not a sprint. It just is. It took me 12 Broadway shows before I got a Tony nomination. 12. I did 12 Broadway shows before I was nominated. And it just, you know, it's really hard, but I love what I do. I'm very, very passionate about it. I really care about the actors. I really care about my collaborators. And I don't actually think there's anything else in this world I can do. There's no other way for me to contribute other than to continue telling these stories and making these dances and coming up with these ideas and pushing myself and others. I don't know how to do anything else. So I guess I got to keep going.
Which brings me to your lightning strikes moment. From what you've told me in the past, you grew up in a small village, right, on the east coast of England. And your connection to those classic MGA musicals runs deep, right? Didn't you tell me once that you used to watch the MGM movies on VHS, like Easter Parade and Singing in the Rain?
Totally.
So I want to hear about your lightning strikes moment when you knew this was the path for you.
Oh, goodness. I mean, that's really right. I have to say that's okay. Very, very correct. That theater wasn't necessarily available to me. And without aging myself, but yes, I had VHS videos of these MGM movies, and that was my access to dance and my access to music. And my lightning strikes moment was probably, you know, I saw the movie Top Hat, and that was when I literally pointed to the TV. I was 10 years old. I pointed to the TV and I said to my mom, "I want to do that. I want to do that." And, you know, God love her, she took me to the nearest dancing school and enrolled me. And I put on a pair of tap shoes. And I, of course, I'm a boy, so I'm noisy and I'm messy. And it's like, what could be better for a 10-year-old boy than tap dancing? And I loved it. And that was my lightning strikes, because from the age of 10, I have never once looked back. I found my thing.
What was it about Top Hat? Was it just watching Fred Astaire look so graceful and athletic at the same time? Or what was it about that movie?
Yeah, I think, you know, I remember some kind of like machine. There was like some stairs and there was like a group of guys in top hats and tails. And he was using his cane as a machine gun, but his feet, of course, were doing the rhythm. That's really what I remember about it. And I was so taken not only with the kind of Olympics of it, the athleticism of it, but also the idea. That's what I loved. It was like, wow, this is a great idea. So I now as I work, I'm more rigorous with ideas and less hung up on steps, actually. You know, step is a step. It's fine. We'll figure out what foot we're walking on or dancing on. That's fine. But actually, what's the idea? And Harmony is a perfect example of that. I do not have a company of dancers. I really don't. And going from Music Man with a company of 50 dancers to Harmony with a company of 0 dancers was really interesting. And it meant I had to have really strong, you know, the puppet dance ideas. I had to have really strong ideas in order to overcome the lack of
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's chumbacasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
That's extraordinary to me when you say that you didn't have dancers, because there's one particular moment in the show where they're jumping on a box backwards. And my friend and I were just marveling at that, thinking all the pieces of, you know, of dexterity and skill that it takes to do that. And of course, genius choreography to think about how that tells the story, getting on that box.
Yeah. And risk. I mean, that's about risk too. I mean, it's funny. It's somewhat dangerous because of the material. You feel the control of the Third Reich, right? They're pulling the strings. It's wonderfully dangerous. I like it a lot. I was always fascinated by the number. Always fascinated.
So how did you get these non-dancers to do these incredible numbers?
Oh, because they're wonderful. That's how. I mean, those men, the whole company of Harmony, they're all wonderful. Those six men are really, really special. They are near and dear to my heart. And, you know, we worked on it for, I mean, this group has been together for 3 years. Those six men and I have been together for 3 years. And we've really worked at it. And they trust me and I trust them. And jumping backwards onto a black glass box, it was like, it was kind of par for the course. It was like, why not? All right, we're all just going to hold hands and leap together and just, yeah, sure, jump backwards a couple of times.
I guess they trust that you're the net, you know, that you are the virtual net. Yeah. And the women are so phenomenal as well.
They're very special. It's really interesting. Yeah. And that's the balance. That's the beautiful balance, is these men are like, they're like a box of puppies. You know, they're all over the place. They're crazy and they're funny and they're charming and they sing great. And the women have got all 10 toes on the ground. Those two women. It's anytime we're with those women, Sierra Bogues and Julie Benko, you know, it's like, they are Broadway pros. They ground the show in a really beautiful way, in a profound way. Anytime we're in their company, we're happy. They have extraordinary voices. They're extraordinarily truthful actresses. Those women are a very, very important part of this story.
And the way they sing just tells the story on such a deeper, deeper level.
Yeah. Yeah. And that there's that beautiful duet in Act Two. I mean, those two women just on the edge of the stage, and that looks and sounds like Broadway to me. That is it. Like, sign me up for that. I think it's wonderful.
So how did you go from being in dance class to getting that first job?
Oh, goodness. It was, I don't know. I struggled. I don't know. I fought my way and clawed my way and struggled my way and faked my way into some rooms along the way. And, you know, I always had a curious brain. I was always interested in storytelling. I was an English major at school. I had this strange thing when I was a child of whenever I would listen to music, I would imagine people dancing. You know, and still to this day, I stare at that white picture on the wall and I play music and I imagine people dancing. And that's how I do it. It's one of my earliest memories, literally, is you know, my Sony Walkman and imagining people dancing. And that's what I do for a living. And I've always done it. Even in my dancing years, I was choreographing for friends. I was doing charity benefits. I was doing gala. I was doing anything. And now I have the amazing privilege and honor of doing it for a living and with some of the greatest people on the planet.
So what was one of the first jobs you had professionally?
Oh, you know, one of my first ones is a real favorite. I was in the West End production of Cats. And I was in year 10. It had been running for 10 years. And I was in that 10th anniversary cast. And my dear friend and one of my greatest mentors too, a wonderful lady called Gillian Lynn, Gilly cast me in Cats. And I was in the West End in Cats. It really changed. It changed my life in so many ways. It you know, Gillian was a wonderful, wonderful choreographer and director. She always had a reason for something. She always knew why she was doing it on a certain leg or at a certain time. It was always about story. And that was my first exposure to real genius director.
And one of my favorite stories is how you approached Susan Stroman and said, can I be your associate? Do you mind sharing that story about you in Oklahoma? Oh, I love that story.
I mean, she's talk about a mentor. I mean, talk about a wonderful woman, firstly, wonderful human being, and talk about an amazing artist and someone who's contributed so much to this particular art form. And she's really special. And Stroh was the one that kind of gave me my chance. And she didn't know who I was. I saw Crazy for You in London. I thought it was spectacular. I loved the choreography. It was, you know, her hand is so visible in that work. And her genius is so visible. It leaps off the stage. And so, yeah, so Oklahoma, she was doing Oklahoma at the Royal National Theatre, directed by Sir Trevor Nunn, choreographed by Susan Stroman. And I wanted to be her associate. And of course, she rightly said, like, who the hell are you? Like, no, because that's such a valued, trusted position. And she had an associate from Crazy for You, very famous Stephen Mear, who you'll know because he choreographed Mary Poppins on Broadway and Little Mermaid. He's a wonderful, wonderful director choreographer. So Stephen Mear was Stroh's associate. So, okay, so I come out of retirement and I go into the chorus of Oklahoma as a dancer. And after the run at the Royal National Theatre, after 5 months, Stephen had moved on, I think, to choreograph Sweet Charity in the West End. And Stroman needed an associate, and she hired me. And so Trevor Nunn hired me to be his associate director. So after 5 months, my dreams came true, and I became Susan Stroman's associate choreographer on Oklahoma and Trevor Nunn's associate director.
And then Susan Stroman brought you to Broadway, right, to do the producers with her.
Which is crazy because, you know, nobody really knew what the producers was or what was going to be, quite frankly. So Stroman asked me, and could I come for 6 months? And sure. So I moved to America for 6 months, and I'm still here. And it's 25 years. It's 25 years and a lot of gray hairs later. But yeah, and I came here for 6 months and never left. And of course, the producers famously became one of the biggest hits in Broadway history. It certainly, still to this day, has won more Tony Awards than any other production ever. It ran for 7 years at the St. James Theatre. Between Stroh and I, we set 7 companies together of the show, traveled the world together, plus the movie with Uma Thurman and Will Ferrell and Nathan and Matthew. And, you know, everything that extraordinary adventure board, and it taught me. I got my kind of student driver certificate from doing the producers. I learned how to do a Broadway show.
And what I also love is that here, you didn't just accept the no when she said, you know, I already rightfully have an associate. You auditioned, got cast, and then there was this little known actor at the time playing Curly,
named Hugh Jackman. And so in 1997, Hugh Jackman and Warren Carlyle met at the Royal National Theatre and formed an amazing, I mean, for me, honestly, a life-changing friendship, truly. He's changed my life over and over and over again. He's invited me to collaborate with him. He's continued to be a friend. He's continued to be a collaborator. He's continued to be an inspiration when many times, quite frankly, in my life, I think I would have expected him to move on. You know, as we all evolve and we all change and time passes, I always just expect him to move on to the next person. And he's so beautifully loyal, and I love him so dearly. And it's really been a very, very fulfilling collaboration and friendship.
And I know
ultimately.
You directed his incredible world tour. And there's a really beautiful story about during the pandemic, right, that you worked together, rehearsed 3 days a week.
That's exactly right. I mean, exactly right. I think Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, like 10 till 1. Hugh Jackman and Warren Carlyle, we were in a studio and there was no one around. I had the key. The gorgeous Butch Greer, you know, Patricia Ripley and Butch Greer. So Ripley Greer Studios is a famous kind of Broadway studio. They have studios all over Manhattan. So I called Butch Greer and said, "Hey, it's Warren. I don't know if you remember me. I've been renting for you for 25 years. My friend Hugh and I, it's the pandemic. I know you're closed, but could I rent a studio on 72nd Street?" And he was really gracious, and he said, "Here's the key. I'm sending it over. You and Hugh just knock yourselves out. Use the whole building. Do whatever you need to do. Make a beautiful Broadway show. And then when you're done, just add up the hours and send me a check." I mean, and that's what we did, honestly, for 2 years almost, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. And it got me through a really tough time. I was like baking cakes, and I was like, I was learning the piano and doing anything I could just to continue creating. But honestly, those hours with Hugh at Ripley Greer were really special.
And I think about whether Marvel, that show, is your choreography is so magnificent. You know, it's epic. Mary and the Librarian. I've heard you talk about how the cast is so massive, right? And yet you started with just this one actor. Yeah. And then you went from there. What was that like, starting with one person and then going from there?
It was really interesting. And I have to say, normally, my normal job is to start in a kind of wide shot, because you start with the ensemble and you build these numbers, and then you plug in the principal actors. You put them in. Whether we work in the same room or different rooms, it's different every time. And with Music Man, it was really the opposite. And I because I started with Hugh, I started with this kind of beating heart. I started with the center of the story, and I built from one character outwards. And it was the first time I've had the great privilege of doing that. And I think it made the work so much deeper and so much better. And I think the story was more clearly told through the choreography, and his character certainly was served well. And the kind of Harold Hill effect, the way he affected everyone he looked at and spoke to and sang with and danced with, you know, you could track the changing of the town from this very starchy kind of black, white, gray town to, once Harold Hill had touched them, they all turned Technicolor. And that was tracked through movement. I mean, and that was the gift that the pandemic gave me, was for the first time I was really able to start with the heart of it and work outwards instead of going outside.
It's beautiful. What is the yin and yang of you and you, the two of you? What do you think it is that makes you work so beautifully together?
Oh, because it's about the work. He's such a worker. He loves working, and I love working too. And we roll up our sleeves together, and we count 5, 6, 7, 8, and we go. We're also both beautifully competitive, you know. And I wouldn't want to speak for him, but there is a gentle competition of, I put my tap shoes on and go ga 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 ga, and he puts his tap shoes on and he goes ga 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 ga. Like, there's a beautiful gentle competition that started way back when we were doing Oklahoma together, and has gently continued. And there's an intellectual sparring too, of like, what about this? What about that? What about this? What about that? There's really beautiful tennis.
Do you love that moment when you get that blank page and it's yours, and then you have to look at the screen and imagine what's going to happen, or what's the real magic joy?
Yeah, I love it. It's interesting. I love it and I hate it. Because, you know, so often in a script, you, Kiss Me Kate is a perfect example, you know, too darn hot in Kiss Me Kate, right? It's the top of act two, and they sing the song, and then at the bottom of the page it says, and then they dance. And I read the scripts and I was like, what do you mean, and then they dance? Like, why are they dancing? What are they dancing about? What are the sections? Who's dancing with who? So that's part of it. And the other part is like, ooh, great. Now they dance. I get to write these dances. Like, who knows what 76 trombones is? What's that dance? Like, what is that moment? So as a director and choreographer, I get to literally write my own script on those blank pages. And I do love it. As frustrating as it can be, and also as terrifying. You know, there's nothing scarier than a blank page. Oh my God, now I have to write something. Now I have to do something. But I do also kind of relish it. It's a fantastic thing to be able to look at a blank piece of paper or a blank stage or a blank wall and fill that space.
I still remember Too Darn Hot, and when they're suspended all together in the air, it's riveting. And you don't know what's going to happen next. You just want it to go on and on forever. So what would you love to do next? What's the dream project? Or is it yet to be written? Or is there something you can share that you have your eye on?
It's interesting. There's a couple of things. You know, I would really love to, before I leave this world, I would love to direct a straight play. I just would love to do a play. And that's just me as a storyteller. I just would love to do it and not, in a funny way, rely on music or rely on dance to get me through. I'd love to do a straight play. I had a wonderful time in 2018. I worked at New York City Ballet and I loved it. I love that company. I go to the ballet often. In fact, in a funny way, I go to the ballet more than I go to Broadway. Those dancers are so spectacular. They're incredible human beings. And I would do anything to be back in that world again. And I have two, I think, good ideas. And we'll see. We'll see how that goes. So straight play, New York City Ballet. And then I do, you know, I've gently started to explore the world of Edith Piaf. She's a very famous French singer. There's something about her life that's really fascinating. Marion Cotillard won an Academy Award for the movie La Vie en Rose. It's a really wonderful, it's a wonderful story. So there's something about that I'm just gently exploring.
Well, I want to see all those. Thank you so much for coming on. It's a joy to talk to you and be inspired by you.
Yeah. Oh, you too. It's absolutely my pleasure.
And congratulations on Harmony. Now at the Barrymore Theater.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Great, it still happens every day. When
lightning strikes, it's the moment you know. The theme song was written by Tom McGovern. This episode was edited by Sarah Goodman and produced by Anna Strout.
Hey, it's Leslie Odom Jr. here on the Broadway Podcast Network to tell you about the RISE Theater Directory, a program of Maestro Music. RISE is a national online resource designed to connect and empower backstage and administrative and creative theater professionals from underrepresented backgrounds. If you work or aspire to work in the theater community, this can help you find your next project. And if you hire theater professionals, search the RISE Theater Directory to find your next team. Create your profile now and get more information by visiting risetheater.org. That's theater with an RISETHEATRE.org, because only together we rise.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.